good problem solver, because that's what there are. There's a lot of problems, and you have to solve them. And they're all day. There are big ones, little ones, you know. And my experience has been that you have to keep a cool head, and you have to not be aggressive, because it doesn't work. People shut down when we're aggressive to each other, so. And you have to be willing to do it all, because it takes a lot of work to really, really make it work. You have to be prepared to work for about 15 hours a day, 7 days a week for a long time. We started out with four owners, a CPA, a lawyer, and a bookkeeper. The four owners had a lot of roundtables for a lot of months. We talked about everything from font size to design to packaging to what kind of cartridges. There's just an array of things that you have to really talk about, and you have to talk about them a lot and research them a lot. So the glamour. Dave was at home running the machinery in the lab. Kevin, Ryan, and myself hit the road, making relationships with dispensaries, building relationships with people out in the communities. We were offering our cannabis oil to all patients in the state. We were living in motels for months because it was just us. And we were working for about 15 hours a day from the road, and we soon realized we need help. So hiring. Hiring is really an interesting dilemma that continues. Where do we find quality people to work in the cannabis business industry? And it's not easy, you know. And when you find them, you need to keep them. We need to be good to them, because that's what helps us make our business run. So our commitment to keep quality has taken us to different parts of the world now. We're searching for the best farming practices, for the best equipment, for the best everything. We're trying really hard to make this industry really, really positive and really good. And we're committed to continue researching with delivery methods, patient data, new products for this amazing industry. So, attitude of excellence. I have a request. If you're a farmer, I ask you to look to true organic practices, farming practices, because it's so important to us, because we're all connected, and it starts there. And everything that we do at every step affects the next step. It affects, what I mean by that is, if you use pesticide, this will follow to extracts, it'll follow to dispensaries, and then it'll go to patients. And we need to be really mindful of where we start and where we end. So from seed to science to state regulation, let's make Oregon an example of how it's really done. Thank you. Robert Graham, he's a great lawyer and a great guy.
It's a pleasure to be here today, and to get started with my portion, I'd like to get a show of hands. How many of you out there have an extracting machine? Okay. How many of you want to have an extracting machine? How many of you extract without using either there's another number of ways. So let's go through this. How many are BHO closed loop systems? How many CO2 systems? Okay. So I want to start there.
How about solventless?
Well, all right. Other methods, Michael? What other methods?
Solventless.
Okay.
Bubble hash or otherwise.
Correct.
I'm curious.
Cold water. Okay. Any other methods? I haven't missed.
Keefing, dry ice.
So these are all the issues of the various methods. Right now, there's a lot of pressure on the legislature to really halt, call in the extract products. So Karen, who's the CO2 company, is the gold standard of our industry this past year in taking an idea and taking it all the way and doing it the right way. And they really are to be commended for doing it this time. And what I'm really here to talk about is the fact that they sought to take this to the highest level possible from their perspective. And that's what I'm kind of here to challenge you to do. We don't know what's going to happen with Measure 91 as far as processing and the rules that are going to come into place. We don't know because those people up there are running around trying to figure out what they want to do. Instead of keeping kind of hands off and just follow the law, they want to change it. And that is going to be, we're going to take the hit for that. But I want to talk about a couple things that are really important that you need to keep in mind. One, with seed to sale tracking, that's going to be coming down the road. And there's a lot of you who may grow and sell trim it to extraction. Now everybody just assumes that's unusable cannabis. Well, there's no case law in the state then on that. So let me give you the hypo that's based on a true fact situation. Some fellows were transporting some product in a trailer, a closed trailer, from one farm to another farm. They had all the cards, they had everything else, everything was just fine. But they had an auto accident, and the trailer flipped. And the back door of the trailer fell open. And all the product was strewn out on the highway. And the stater's on top of them before you can, before the flies hit the raw meat. And they naturally just scooped everything up and took it into custody. They seized it. Well, they at least had the cards. And so they will have to get the product out. But if you've got trim, and you're perhaps an extractor, you're taking the trim to the extractors, and you have an accident, and what are you going to say? Oh, this is not usable. The stater's going to say, well, we'll see about that. So they're going to take, and you may have spent, or you were going to get $100 a pound, and you got 50 pounds of trim. That's valuable, and it's going to get taken. I urge you to urge your assemblymen, your senators, to straighten out this bill, 3400, that trim is not usable. You've got to push that for your own protection and for the industry. Second, those of you who are in the product, the processing, whether you extract by BHO, CO2, or any other method, your packaging, your testing, and your labeling have got to meet the highest standard possible. I've been into a lot of dispensaries, and I've had the opportunity to be in some California dispensaries. The packaging, the testing, I don't see any difference. We have a lot of rules and regulations. California doesn't have any rules and regulations. It's all over the board. And unfortunately, I submit to you, y'all need to raise the bar as far as testing and making sure that the patient, remember, it's all about the patient has product uniformity. So when the patient buys something, he knows what's in it, he knows what he's getting, and he's got the ability to figure out the dosage. That's vitally important. And quite honestly, as an industry, we're not doing enough. The legislature is imposing things that are not necessarily the best interest of the industry or the patient. They're just trying to keep all their particular interests, particularly law enforcement and the cities and the counties, in at bay. We, as an industry, have to raise the standard.